We get a lot of really creative ideas for dates.
Yeah.
When we do these second date updates. And today we have another creative idea. It's from a dude named Spencer. He emailed the show for a second date update today, and I read his email, and his date was creative. He planned to bore his date to death.
What?
At least that's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, okay.
Boredom, a boredom date. Who knows, you know? People get bored enough, they might hook up with you just to do something.
Okay.
You know, just out
last
of sheer
resort.
Boredom.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Hey, Spencer, how are you?
I'm doing good, but I don't know if that's a fair assessment of the date.
Well, it never is when it comes from Jubal, just so you know.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, we'll get another assessment from everybody else in a second. But first of all, what's the girl's name that you want to call today?
Her name's Mary. Mm-hmm.
Mary, okay. And why don't you tell everybody about your very boring date with Mary?
Well, my creative date with Mary...
there you go, Spencer.
...was... Thank you. Yeah, it was something I thought it'd be different. I decided we'd go to a used bookstore, kind of pick out books for one another based on...
Oh my gosh, Jubal.
Sorry, Spencer.
People, I mean, I know it's hard for you to believe, but some people actually like reading.
Mm-hmm. You should try it.
I should try it, but I can't because I don't know how. Thanks for throwing that in my face, Spencer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to a used bookstore.
Yeah, I feel like you can tell a lot about a person based on the kind of books they read. So I figured we could, you know, pick out a book for one another.
No, but that can be a lot of pressure on a first date because you want to come off smart, right? So you don't want to go and pick out what you've actually been reading.
I mean, I just wanted it to be kind of something fun. I didn't necessarily think it had to be pick a book that's going to change my life or anything like that, you know.
You took the pressure off. It was lighthearted.
Yeah.
And the idea was to pick out books for each other. So you gave her Getting Naked for Dummies, and she gave you what?
She actually gave me the Kama Sutra.
What? For real? That's the book she gave you?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
What'd you end up picking out?
I ended up picking out the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Okay.
It's all about really about mindset, how you carry yourself and how your mindset can actually lead to success.
All right.
Okay, so a motivational book. That's cool.
Or a self-help book, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
But still.
I mean, it's cool. Or it could have been offensive, like, oh, do I look like I need help?
Yeah.
She didn't act that way. I mean, when she gave it, she's like, oh, cool, this is cool.
Yeah, and what'd she pick out for you?
She chose the first Twilight book in the series. Yeah, she said it was kind of like, for her, it was kind of a good escape book. You know, she loved the fantasy and and everything that was involved with it. I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've read it and I agree with her. It's just fun.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, it's kind of a counterbalance to my choice. So I thought we'd be a really good match in that way, you know.
So did you guys just sit there and read your books and then hug and go home? Like, was that?
No, there was a kiss and then we left. No, I'm just kidding. We actually went, afterwards, we took our books, we went to a little, like, cafe, had some food, you know, we kind of talked about our books and got to know each other a little bit more.
So it's like an impromptu book club with Spencer and Mary.
Yeah, it was good conversation, I'll tell you that.
Well, and it's a pretty smart first date because it's an easy follow-up for a second date. Like, you have a reason to contact her other than just asking her out.
Well, that was the plan until what happened at the end of the date.
Uh-oh.
And what happened?
Well, you know, everything was going great. Things were kind of winding down. Mary said she had to go. She said she had a great time. She gave me a hug and said, you know, look forward to getting together again soon. And then she left. And then I kind of looked over where she was sitting. I realized she had left her book there. Mm. Like, oh,
crap. No.
You know, that kind of defeats the whole follow-up thing. So... I just grabbed her book and I tried to run outside to see if I could catch her before, you know, she had gone. But
Was it raining when that happened?
It wasn't raining at the time, no.
Wait, is that
okay. Yeah, in my mind, I pictured you running out in the rain after her with her book and then standing there as the rain.
Screaming her name.
Yeah.
It's very romantic, both of you.
Wow, Jubal.
No, that's not what happened. She was gone. It was like the waiter thought I was trying to leave without paying the bill. So, like, they started getting all weird on me at the restaurant.
Oh.
I mean, I went back in and paid it, but it just, like a big scene had, like, been created at that point.
Yeah.
So it just got a little weird at the end of the day. And then, you know, I tried to reach out to her via text, and I haven't heard anything back.
And have you texted her, like, hey, I got your book?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, hey, I got your book. You know, love to come bring it to you. Nothing.
So, Spencer, why do you think she's not calling you back?
Honestly, like, the only thing I can think of is, like, maybe the date was too creative and she, like, she just, like, maybe fell for me real quick and just, you know, she doesn't know how to handle it.
Really? Yeah, that's
could be. Yeah. Yeah, she could have fallen in love and just, yeah, like, not comfortable with it.
God, between you and Spencer, you guys really have this romance novel thing handled. Yeah. I mean, with these two storylines.
There's a lot of optimism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I'm an optimistic person. And that's just why, you know, kind of why I contact you guys. I feel like, you know, we get her on the phone and I feel like the truth will really come out in that moment. Okay. that we can have another date.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then get chapter two of your second date update.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Hang on.